Chapter 63. Duke.
Banksy, help.
I leaped into the air, rocketing upward, and just as I reached my apex, I shot my grappling hook, grasping onto a portion of the destroyed ceiling. I retracted just as multiple blaster shots followed me, a few bouncing off my chest armor and head. My shield, already low from being on for so long, dropped into the red. I scrambled onto the teetering roof of the temple just as the ground below erupted. I leaped again, shooting my grappling hook and attaching to the stone arch at the front of the temple complex. I vaulted over it as Banksy finished emerging from underneath the temple. He crashed down, smashing the same arch I'd just vaulted off. The angels had started the destruction of the temple, but Banksy finished it off in 5 seconds flat. Banksy.
Do you want your vehicle?
Duke.
Yes, right on the main road.
I landed on the roof of a nearby building, skittering to a stop. Below, Banksy belched out Nipper onto the street. Clara rushed from a nearby alley and jumped into the vehicle.
Warning, you have been classed as enemy by members of the Radiant Race. You will be attacked on sight. Warning, you have been classed as enemy by members of the Caduceus Race. You will be attacked on sight. Warning, you have been classed as enemy by members of the Fae Race. You will be attacked on sight. Warning, you have been classed as enemy by members of the Night Barber Race. You will be attacked on sight. Warning, all Worm Surgeons will now be attacked on sight by Radiance. Warning, all Worm Surgeons will now be attacked on sight by the Sundered.
That's new. I hadn't even gotten that when Kinnegad was raised, and I stole their guardian. In fact, looking over the list, I realized it was all celestial-based creatures who had classed me as an enemy, with the exception of that Sundered thing at the end. And the groundlings were noticeably absent. The goat-headed viceroys weren't on the list either, but the Radiants hated them almost as much as they hated worm surgeons. Only the Radiants and the Sundered seemed to declare all-out war on us, though. I didn't know what, if anything, all this meant. After tonight, I wasn't planning on ever coming back to this city ever again. I leaped off the roof, aiming for Nipper. Duke.
Banksy, go back under, but stay as close as you can without caving the city in. We're going to make a break for it, and we may need you. As soon as we're outside the city limits, swallow Nipper back up and move to the next location.
Banksy.
Yes, Father.
I hauled myself into the tank and jumped behind the driver's seat. Clara and Iffy were already inside.
Why did you stick your head up?
I jammed the accelerator. A single shot ricocheted off the armored exterior.
Angel blood sucks.
What are we going to do now?
We curved around the corner. NPCs jumped out of the way as we careened down the street.
I whispered everything that was happening to Jeremiel before I pulled the sprout, but I don't know if he understood. He took off before I could talk to him. The city protection wasn't supposed to drop until the rift opened, but I think them leaving triggered it.
They're heading for the rift anyway. We'll have to meet them there. I turned northwest. It would take longer to get out of town going this way, but I avoided the technology sector. We could not handle the Sundered tanks, and I knew from experience that it took them a bit to get going. The further we went from their headquarters, the better chances we had for survival. Oh, shit. Front plow splattered into a gargoyle demon just as he landed in the center of the street. NPCs scattered. The few remaining demons in this part of the world had realized the protection was gone, and they were now attacking. A pair of Sundered spotted us and gave chase on town guard scooters. They rushed straight at us, threatening a head-on collision they would not win. But before we could crash, both androids went tumbling as a clockwork human smashed them with a metal pipe. It was a mender, who gave us the thumbs up as we roared past. Nipper jerked as we ran over the bodies.
This is crazy!
I ripped past the main town square, rushing past Well Done's stall. It seemed like so long ago I'd first visited the angry gremlin.
Give him hell!
He shook his fist at us as we passed.
We're all fighting each other, and the demons aren't gone yet. It's a goddamned free-for-all.
Yeah, we're not exactly innocent in all this. I've been shunned by the Fae.
She added a moment later, looking out the window.
My own people will kill me on sight. It makes me sad. They were so kind to me.
Look, Claire. Claire, it's just...
Dickinson reports incoming. It's the floating tanks. They'll be on us before we hit the gate. I'm going out there.
A group of night barbers spotted the tank and started shooting. We rushed past. We only had a mile until the resurrection gate. The mounted gun rattled as Clara took up her position.
Don't you dare fucking die! Or at least wait until we're outside the city!
I had no idea what would happen if we died before we left the city limits now. I still had the flashing warrant icon in the lower left of my interface. We each had maxed out our teeth just in case we got caught, but I didn't want to risk it. The tank bucked as it was hit with a glancing blow from a flying cannon. One of the gauges on my dash popped in a burst of blue electricity. Nipper's integrity plummeted to less than 40%. I pulled a hard right into an alley. The street we were about to cross exploded in shrapnel.
Ha ha! Got one! How do you like that, you creepy-ass robot motherfuckers?
I cringed, realizing Clara's kill had probably landed in the middle of a worm surgeon neighborhood. We approached the open gate. Ahead, Banksy reared up in the field outside the city. I aimed Nipper directly for his mouth. His maw gaped.
Get down here!
Clara dropped down just as the gun emplacement on top of Nipper exploded. The roof ripped away with a terrible shriek, shrapnel flying everywhere. The jagged remnants of concertina wire whipped about. Iffy screamed, dying after getting impaled. I was hoping to keep Nipper in one piece. We wouldn't get a chance to fix it. The integrity was down to 22%.
You with me?
See you on the other side.
Entering Medina outskirts.
The moment the notification appeared, I cast recall. Behind me, Clara did the same. I tumbled into my base within the shrill, my body rolling with the forward momentum. The entire Guardian shuddered as damage notifications poured down my screen. The shrill was under attack.